All right, folks, welcome back to The Bound Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something truly powerful. Embracing vulnerability. Now, before you click away thinking this is some touchy-feely, overly sentimental episode, hear me out. We're not talking about bearing your soul to everyone on the internet or becoming a walking emotional open book. This is about understanding that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's actually a strength, a key ingredient in our growth and healing journey. Think about it. Life throws us curveballs all the time, right? We experience joy, sadness, anger, or fear, the whole spectrum. It's all part of being human. But what happens when we try to hide these feelings, bottle them up, pretend everything is okay? We build walls around ourselves, create distance from others, and ultimately prevent ourselves from truly connecting and thriving. So, how do we embrace vulnerability without losing our minds? It's about taking small steps, being kind to ourselves, and understanding that it's a process, not an overnight transformation. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this beautiful mess. 1. Recognize vulnerability as strength. This is the big one, folks. True strength comes from admitting our imperfections, our fears, our doubts. It takes courage to show up authentically, even when we're scared. Remember that superhero movie where the hero reveals their weakness or need to use it to defeat the villain. That's vulnerability in action. 2. Start small. You don't have to become an open book overnight. Start with small acts of vulnerability. Sharing a genuine compliment, admitting when you need help, or expressing your feelings honestly to someone you trust. These little steps build confidence and pave the way for deeper connections. 3. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who create a safe space for vulnerability. These are the folks who listen without judgment, offer support, and celebrate your authentic self. You know that feeling when you're with someone and you can just be yourself, no filter needed? That's the power of true connection. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It takes courage to show up as your authentic self. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Remember that vulnerability is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate your progress and keep moving forward. You deserve love and acceptance, even when you're messy and imperfect. 5. Embrace discomfort. Growth often happens outside of our comfort zone. Stepping into vulnerability can feel uncomfortable at first, but it's in those moments that we learn, evolve, and become more resilient. Think of it like this. If you want to build muscle, you have to push yourself beyond your limits. The same applies to emotional growth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and you've just made a mistake, a pretty big one. You feel your cheeks flush, your heart starts racing, and the urge to blame someone else or hide is strong. But instead of retreating, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your error, and apologize sincerely. You explain what happened, how you plan to fix it, and ask for feedback to prevent it from happening again. This act of vulnerability not only shows integrity, but also builds trust with your colleagues and opens up the possibility for learning and growth. We've talked about recognizing vulnerability as strength. Starting small, finding our tribe, practicing self-compassion, and embracing discomfort. Remember, folks, vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness. It's the doorway to authentic connection, personal growth, and true healing. So go out there, be brave, show up authentically, and allow yourself to be seen in all your beautiful, messy glory. And remember, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available, and you don't have to go through this alone. Thanks for tuning into The Bound Stoic. We'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of wisdom and real talk. Until then, keep striving for balance, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.